In the first reading today, we hear St. Paul going into Ephesus and talking to the people who at that point had believed in the Lord and yet had not been baptized in the Lord. When St. Paul asked them about the Holy Spirit, they said, "We didn't even know there was one. We haven't heard of him." And he asked how you were baptized. They said, "With the baptism of John." The baptism of John, he explained, was simply a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. But the baptism in our Lord is an entirely different reality. So it does indeed forgive sin, but we recognize that what needs to happen is there is an order of things. We have to get rid of the bad stuff before we can be filled with the good. It's the way it works with anything. St. Augustine back in the 5th century talked about that. He said, look, if you've got a pitcher of some sort that you want to fill with honey, but right now it's filled with vinegar, you have to dump out the vinegar. And not only do you have to dump out the vinegar, you then have to scour it, because otherwise the flavor from the vinegar that's stuck to the sides of the pitcher is going to destroy the honey. God wants to fill us with himself, and we've filled ourselves with a bunch of garbage. Or using that, God wants to fill us with the fullness of what is the sweetness of the Lord, and we've got ourselves filled with vinegar. We have to get that out first. And so we see that in the way that God worked, that he sends St. John the Baptist to preach a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, so that our sins could be removed. Then the Lord comes, and he gives us the Holy Spirit. For us, it still operates in that same chronological order. It's just much closer together, because when we're baptized, our sins are removed and the Holy Spirit fills in. So it's the same reality, the same chronology, but it's a matter of recognizing that what we have been given is an infilling. Yes, we need to get rid of the stuff that's in the way, but God wants to fill you with himself. And again, did you listen carefully in the gospel? It said that the Lord would give us the Holy Spirit to be with you and in you. In you. Not just around you, not just in our presence, not just among us, in us. That's why all the garbage needs to get out of us, so that the Lord can fill us. St. Paul elsewhere talks about this, and he says, the love of God has been poured into your hearts through the Holy Spirit. That is what the Lord is giving. The love of God is himself. We don't have God and the love of God, because God is love. And so if the love of God has been poured into your hearts through the Holy Spirit, that is that God has been poured into your heart. Now the question is, if that's the truth, and indeed it is, and the church is very clear about that, it happened at the moment you were baptized, how many of us are even aware of this? And by that, I don't mean in our heads. I mean in our hearts. He didn't say the Holy Spirit has been poured into your head. He said the Holy Spirit has been poured into your heart. Jesus told us in the gospel that the world does not know him, but you will. The grace is there for us to know him. The grace is there for us to love him. And isn't that exactly what he said? Anyone who loves me. Anyone who loves me. What happens when we love him? My Father will love him. We will come to him. We will manifest ourselves to him. Actually says we will tabernacle in him. We will pitch our tent in him. We will dwell within him. And that is what is given to the Holy Spirit. And so this is the gift that our Lord is giving us. It is the gift of God himself. Now, perhaps it's a matter that because God is infinite and therefore infinitely beyond our capacity to be able to grasp, that maybe that's why most of us don't even try. But the reality is that if you are in the state of grace, the three persons of the Most Holy Trinity dwell within your soul. They are there. And they are simply waiting for us to come to him. They are there loving us, waiting for us to love them. It is the love of God. It is the three persons of God. It is God himself who has been poured out into our hearts so that we could receive his love, so that we can love him. That's what our Lord has given us. So as we prepare for the glorious feast of Pentecost tomorrow, the church is giving us this vigil to prepare ourselves and to really look seriously at this spiritually so that we can pray and ask the Lord to open our hearts and open our minds to be able to receive him, to be able to know him, to be able to love him. That is what this is all about. God is love. He loves us. He wants us to love him. It really is just that simple. And we have made this so complicated and so difficult that we just give up. Don't give up. There is someone inside of you who is absolutely in love with you. And that same three persons who dwell within you want you to be in love with him. That's what the Holy Spirit has been given for. That's what this world needs more than anything right now. And it is already there within us. The world does not know him because the world cannot know him, because there is a different spirit that is in the world. But you have been baptized into Jesus Christ, and the love of God has been poured into your heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Pray to the Holy Spirit for the grace to know him so that we can love him, and in loving him, to be able to be conformed to him. That's what love does. It conforms the lover to the beloved, and it unites us. That is the gift of God, and that is what is happening inside of you right now. If we're not aware of that, that's what we need to pray for, to beg for that grace, to be able to unite ourselves with the love of God, who has indeed been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.